with God so hard. Oh, let the ancient words impart words of life, words of hope. Give us strength, help us hope in this world where
we're here with the Word of God again to share the message of Jesus Christ, His Word, which is the most precious gift that has been given to us. I just want to open in a prayer for all of you. Heavenly Father, I bring you your children, your precious children. You created them out of love. You loved them into existence. There's nothing that they can do that'll stop you from loving them. I thank you, Lord, that you have a plan and a purpose for each and every one of their lives. That you have made them masterpieces, Lord, created especially for the purpose that you have for them. I thank you that you work in their lives in a mighty way to bring healing and wholeness. That your kingdom may reign in their lives and in the lives of their children. We praise you, we glorify you, we adore you. We ask this all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we're going to talk more about the Word of God, and in a way we're going to introduce the Word of God, because we're going to talk about a few facets of the Word of God that maybe most people don't realize. So the first thing we want to talk about is in the book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 17. It tells us that God calls those things that are not as though they were. And this is a very, very important thing, because we are children of God, and as children of God, we have to learn to speak as the Father speaks. In fact, we are obliged to speak the words of God. And how do we do that? We speak what He says. How do we know what He says? We have the Word of God, which is what He says. So Isaiah 46:10 tells us that God declares the end from the beginning. It's very similar to Romans 4:17. He calls those things that are not as though they were. So here He declares the end from the beginning. In other words, God doesn't speak what He sees. He speaks what He wants. You see, God is a creator, and He's always creating. God is never one to look at the situation and speak the situation. When God spoke in the beginning, He never said, "Oh, it's dark out there." God said, "Let there be light." Was light. And so as children of God, the first thing we need to realize is we must be like our Father. We must speak what our Father speaks and not what the world speaks to us. Because our Father is adamant that the Blessed One is the one who does not follow the counsel of the wicked. In Psalm 1, verse 1, He said, "Blessed is he who follows not the counsel of the wicked." In other words, the one who does not follow the advice of the world is the one who is blessed. You are the children of God. Whose advice are you following? Whose words are you speaking? Jeremiah 1:12 tells us God watches over His word to perform it. And you get this picture of the Father standing, that as His word is released, He's watching over it to make sure that it does what He sent it for. God watches over His word to perform it. In Isaiah 55:11, God says to us, "As high as the heavens are above the earth, so are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts." He says, "As the rain and the snow come down from the heavens to water the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, giving bread to the eater and seed to the sower, so is my word which comes forth from my mouth. And what he's really saying is his word is what we need to bring our thoughts in line with his thoughts. Mankind's thoughts cannot be like God's thoughts unless they deliberately bring their minds to line up with the thoughts of God. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, to this world's way of thinking, but rather be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may know what is the good and acceptable and pleasing, perfect will of God." You see, as you bring your thoughts in line with his thoughts, as you renew your mind to line up with the word of God, so you will come to know the perfect will of God. God's word will not return to him void. That means his word will not return to him empty, but it will accomplish the thing for which he sent it. And so he teaches us with his word to speak his word in every situation. Not speaking what we see, but speaking what the word says. Romans chapter 12 verse 6 tells us that he who comes to God must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. That is the same scripture. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so we need to learn that we must operate in faith to stay pleasing to our Heavenly Father. And there's only one way to operate in faith: to hear what the Father tells you and act on what he says. Jesus says these words. He says, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers or brethren? But they that hear the word of God and do it." And so hear the word of God and put it into practice in your life, so that everything in your life can start to line up with his word, with his promise, with his way. Numbers 23 verse 19 tells us that God cannot lie. God is not a human being that he should lie, or a mortal that he should change his mind. Has he promised and will he not do it? Has he spoken and will he not fulfill it? Isn't that simple? God saying to us, if I promised it, I will do it. Don't question it. If I have spoken, I will fulfill it. Your job is simple. Just believe. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Psalm 138 verse 2 tells us that God has magnified his word above his name. Isn't that powerful? He magnifies his word above his name. For you have exalted your name and your word above everything, O God. God's greatest wish is that his children believe what he says. Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. He wasn't righteous because he was a saint. He was righteous because he believed God. Do you believe God? Do you believe what he has said to you? His word is his heart for you. Are you listening to his word? Do you know what he is saying to you? He wants to reveal himself to you more and more, and he does it through his word. So today, Lord, I just thank you for each person who has listened to these words, Lord. Ask that your word penetrate and touch their hearts to bring healing and wholeness, and that from this day forward, they look at your word as a treasure, as something precious to be enjoyed. I praise you, I glorify you, I adore you, and I thank you, Lord, for each and every one of them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Holy word of our faith, hand it down.